And thank you so much, Mr. Humphreys, for being patient with me. I do apologize for that. It just took a little bit longer to load. Whenever you are ready, I am able to take your social, and I will only need it once and immediately submit it, and then it'll just let me know as to whether or not we need the deposit. It doesn't provide any additional information over that.
Okay. Now, the deposit it will just stay on my account, or how does that work?
Correct. It will stay on your account until service is canceled. At that point, once the service is canceled, if you decide, okay, either you're moving or you decide we're not, you know, the proper one for you, and you decide to cancel your service with us, it will be applied to any remaining balance. Or if there's no balance due at that time, then it will come back to you the original way that it was paid. But most people opt for the. Okay, I just want to let you know. Most people do prefer to do the credit check, just because it's simple, it's easy, it's quick and confidential, and then they don't have to put that deposit down. But if you would prefer to do the deposit, we can definitely do so.
Yeah, I'll just do the deposit. It's fine.
Okay, no worries. And then we do offer that discount for the $69.99 for auto pay and paperless billing. You wanted to opt in for that, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And we're doing it with the checking account?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And whenever you're ready, I am ready for the routing and account number, please.
Okay. Routing 22197-1015.
Okay. And that is for Rhinebeck Bank?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And whenever you're ready for the account number.
01000-87196.
Thank you. And it is your name on the account, is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And is this a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yep. Yep.
Much appreciated. All right, perfect. And how did you hear about us at Archtop Fiber? Was it that direct mail flyer that you were telling me about?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as any buried wires, maybe a septic tank?
Septic tanks in the back, nothing in the front of the house.
Okay. And did you prefer to have us bury the drop cable?
Yeah, that would be best, I think.
Okay. So I'm putting that in the notes as well, that you would prefer drop cable to be buried and that there's nothing of significance in the front of the house.
Right.
And did you have any questions or comments for our techs that I might not be able to answer?
So the buried, the line goes into the basement, is that correct?
Yes, so it would go into the side of the house where your current services are received.
Okay.
So if your current cable company, if you have service at the moment, if it goes through the wall, like at the corner of your house or wherever your junction box is on the outside of the house, we would actually feed it through there just like your cable company did. We don't like to drill additionally into the house unless absolutely necessary, and we would get your permission first.
Okay. Okay. That's fine.
Okay. And then also, just so that you are aware, we also like to, I'll just go over it real quick. At the time of your initial connection, what will happen is that the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. What they will do is they will install the drop cable, which is that cable that connects to your home from our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part. If required, a temporary cable may be laid on the ground. At that point, we will help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you feel that you want the connection to go through the basement, you can definitely let them know. And I can make a note of it as well if you'd prefer. But typically, we follow where your previous service is.
Right.
Also, to maintain consistent connection, what we do recommend is for our new customers to wait until the fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider. We just want to keep you connected for as long as possible and make sure that everything is all set before you cancel with your provider, your current provider.
Okay.
The ONT and the gateway, which is basically the modem and router, which are also included in the price, and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to return all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber, and we also have the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame.
Okay.
For any questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or any billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online, but you did set up your auto pay, so you can review all of your statements by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber account using the email address that you provided today. You'll receive two emails from Archtop. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you'll have the ability to manage your account, manage your payment settings, review and accept our terms of service.
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service if they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And also, the burial of the drop cable, it's just a micro trenching. It's not really like a whole digging. What we do is we micro trench so that it's buried up to 6 to 8 inches below the surface.
Okay.
Now, our earliest appointment available would be August 6th. Either we have a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. appointment available.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay. All right, and you are all set. So I just want to confirm your email. It's M as in Mary, H as in Henry, R as in Rhinebeck, B as in boy, K as in kite, NY for New York at gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I had that correct.
Yep.
And you are all set. We will see you on the 6th at 10 a.m.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Did you have any other questions for me today?
No.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we were able to go ahead and set up your new scheduled appointment for install. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and enjoy.
Okay. Bye.